This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
When our water heater broke down last month, it was a nightmare. It took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. By the time it was all said and done, I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. And they will break, and at the worst possible time. Call American Residential Warranty right now for free information on home warranties starting at just pennies a day. Don't wait for your refrigerator to stop running or your ceiling fans to stop turning. Call American Residential Warranty right now. Ask how you can save up to 50% on washer and dryer coverage. Just call 1-800-686-3910. That's 1-800-686-3910. Again, 1-800-686-3910. Call now.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
I found this story in the Sun, and I wanted to share it with you. It is the 98 things that the data points that Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook holds on about you. You guys see this at glennbeck.com?
Yes. This is crazy.
This is nuts. Okay, so just because you participate on Facebook, these are the things that they know and store on you. They know your location, your age, generation, gender, language, education level, field of study, school.
And so far, most people are probably saying, well.
I know,
right? Ethnic background, income, and net worth. How do they know some of these things?
If you fill out the what's it called, the bio on you, you might fill in some of those things. But as for net worth, not income.
Yeah, but you'll go down and listen to what else they have on the list, and you can, you know, you can get some of this information from the others.
Okay, home ownership and type of home. How do they know where, what if they own
maybe
money?
If you post a photo of your home?
These are the things
I've never done.
These are the things that they know about users.
But your family.
These are the things. So these are not things that you have to answer.
Right.
These are the things that they gather just by your use.
Yeah.
So they have these on every Facebook user.
Sure.
Okay, so this is without our help? This is them just snooping on us?
I don't know how they get
this. Well, it's a picture. Well, I mean,
they have your location.
It collects metadata. So right. I think it collects everything from Facebook, and then it goes out and collects any other metadata about you and sorts through it.
Well, if you think about it, like if they know your location, they know where you go every night, which would be your house.
And they do know that.
Available on Zillow or wherever else.
Yeah.
I mean, they could theoretically put it together if they have all that.
So they know you. They know the value of your home, the size of your property, the square footage of your home, the year your home was built, who lives in your house, whether you have an anniversary approaching in the next month, if you're living away from the family or your hometown, whether you're friends with someone who has had an anniversary, is newly married or engaged recently, has moved, or has an upcoming birthday.
Right.
They know how much you love your wife.
They know if you're in a long-distance relationship, if you're in a new relationship, if you have a new job, if you've recently engaged, if you've just gotten married. If you've moved houses recently, when your birthday is coming up, your parents, expectant parents, mothers divided by type, which includes soccer moms or other maternal tribes. What the hell is that? Oh, I'm so sick of the changing of language. If you are likely to engage in politics, whether you're conservative or liberal, your relationship status, your employer, industry, job title, office type, interests, whether you own a motorcycle, whether you're planning on buying a car, if you've purchased auto parts or accessories recently, if you're likely to buy auto parts or services, the style and brand of your car, the year your car was purchased, the age of your car, how much money you're likely to spend on your next car, where you're likely to buy your next car from, how many employees your company has, if you own a small business, if you work in management or executives, if you've donated to charity, all divided by which type. Operating system.
How would they know that?
I don't know. Operating system, if you play browser games, if you own a gaming console, if you've created a Facebook event, if you've used Facebook payments, if you've spent more than average on Facebook payments, if you administer a Facebook page, if you've recently uploaded photos to Facebook, your internet browser, your email service, early or late adopter of technology, if you're an expatriate and what country you lived, or left, if you belong to a credit union, national bank, or a regional bank, if you're an investor, number of credit lines, if you're an active credit card user, your credit card type, if you own a debit card, if you carry a balance on your credit card, if you listen to the radio, what TV shows you like, if you use a mobile device and what brand it is, what kind of internet connection you have, if you've recently bought a smartphone or a tablet, whether you access the internet through a smartphone or tablet, if you use coupons, the type of clothing your household buys, what time of the year you do the most shopping, whether you're a heavy buyer of beer, wines, or spirits, what groceries you buy, whether you buy beauty products, whether you buy medications, whether you buy, spend money on household products, whether you buy, spend money on products for kids, pets, and what kind of pets. If your household makes more purchases than average, Facebook also knows if you tend to shop online or offline, the type of restaurants and what kind of restaurant user you are and eat at.
How could you have this kind of information on 1.7 billion people?
The kinds of stores you shop at, your interest in advertising, offering auto insurance, mortgages, and satellite.
You tell them.
We tell them some of that.
Length. No, I'll tell you. I've noticed the pattern here. Length of time user you've lived in your house. If you're likely to move soon, if you're interested in the Olympics, football, or it says cricket, so I would imagine that's different because this came from the London Sun. If you travel frequently, whether you commute to work, the type of holiday or vacation you enjoy, if you've recently returned from a vacation, if you've used a travel app, whether you're involved in a timeshare. Goodbye, privacy.
Oh, yeah, it's long gone. We've given it to them. We've given that up.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Okay, so here's how I think they're doing it. Notice it says here, if you're interested in advertisement in offering auto insurance, mortgages, and television. So I bet that they're buying metadata from like car dealer, you know, banks, mortgages. They're look, you know, they buy metadata from people who have just taken out a mortgage or are looking for a mortgage.
You're saying it's outside information.
They're incorporating what they have. Then when you are a Facebook user, then they go out and they buy metadata from other companies. And if you're in that, then they funnel all of that in. So everybody, they have 90, they have, and he said, he says, Mark Zuckerberg said, these are 98 data point it holds on all Facebook users.
What would you use that for?
For ads?
I mean, you're using all of that
like
information
many companies,
to target people with ads?
This is his quote. Like many companies, we use widely available information to help show people better ads.
Yeah.
However, unlike many of those companies, we provide information that help explains this practice, and we give people ways to opt out and help control their experience.
Uh-huh.
Imagine.
Now, I've never seen a way to do that. Have you?
These are the ones that they admit to.
Right.
How many other data points do they have or could they have?
Oh.
There's no way. I mean, I'm in the middle of, because we're starting this new show called The Vault. And so I'm in the middle of doing a lot of research on World War II and Germany and the Nazis and how they, you know, what they did. Every Jew on the planet would have been gone. You just have the technology of Facebook, and every Jew on the planet would have been annihilated. There's no way to stop man going crazy anymore. There's just no way to stop it unless the technology providers and the technology brains would stop it. But remember, I mean, it was doctors. It was doctors and scientists that did it in the Second World War. So if these guys go bad and governments go bad around the world, I mean, can you imagine?
Well, this is the ongoing battle, though, because technology also does so many good things.
Oh, I know.
Free people to, I mean, like part of this, a lot of times that we've learned from governments cracking down on people in regions we never would have even known about it until it was too late. We've been able to get that.
Technology has freed more people than it is enslaved by far.
But the right circumstances can make it really dangerous.
The wrong circumstances, make this.
I was looking
you don't
at
need to. You know, it's incredible. You don't need to, you know, let's check the lampshade. Make sure there's not a bug in the lampshade. Remember that from like Mission Impossible when we were kids? And, you know, they had to go in and they'd feel around on all of the door frames and everything else to make sure. Russia used to do that. You'd know if you go to Russia, don't speak in the hotel rooms.
Put a camera in the smoke detector.
Exactly right. You don't need to do that. You're carrying a camera and a microphone with you
24/7. I mean, there's one sitting in front of me now on top of a television network and the phone that I carry with me other times.
No.
So,
Do you guys watch Mr. Robot? You guys see Mr. Robot?
I watched the first season. I haven't really watched the second season.
Oh, my gosh. You have to watch the second season. In fact, I want to play something today from Mr. Robot that is torn from today's headlines. there was something that I saw this week in this episode that I'm like, oh, my gosh, does that sound like what's happening right now? But the things they even show in Mr. Robot that, you know, are clearly difficult, but not, you know, doesn't take the NSA to do.
Right.
Is pretty phenomenal.
Yes, it is.
You can get into anyone's life now.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
The last time you purchased your mattress, you were also paying for things you didn't know. You're paying for the showroom, you're paying for the guy's salary who helped you, the commissions, and the reseller's profit. Casper Mattress has changed all of that. They sell directly to you. That's why the most comfortable mattress you have ever slept on is going to save you a ton of money. Cost you much less than the mattress you bought years ago. Casper was invented with two high-tech foams that guarantee that you sleep cool and comfortable with the support that you need. Also, Time Magazine, because of this, named it one of the best inventions of 2015. And your Casper mattress ships free and is delivered in a small, how did they do that kind of box? Tanya and I have a Casper mattress, and we love it. Try one in your own home for 100 nights, risk-free. If you don't love it, they're going to pick it up and refund every single penny. Go to Casper.com, use the promo code Beck, and get $50 off the purchase of your brand new Casper mattress. Terms and conditions do apply. It's Casper.com, promo code Beck. Casper.com, promo code Beck.